following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi everyone, it's DJ Life and welcome to my self-discovery podcast. Hi everyone and welcome back to our podcast. This is episode 4 in our show where we explore the journey through college and beyond. In previous episodes, we've discussed the challenges of college life and strategies for navigating this challenging time. Today, we're diving into a crucial aspect of the college experiences, relationships. From friendships to romantic relationships, navigating social connections can greatly impact our college years and beyond. Join me as we explore the dynamics of relationships in college and how they contribute to successful aging. College is a time of immense personal growth and change, and relationships play a significant role in this transformation. Friendships formed in college can last a lifetime, shaping our values, beliefs, and experiences. However, navigating these relationships can be challenging, especially as we balance academic pressures and personal development. Today, we'll dive into the complexities of relationships in college and discuss strategies for building and maintaining meaningful connections. Friendships in college can be both rewarding and challenging as we grow and change. So do our friendships. How can we navigate these changes while maintaining meaningful connections? I remember how my freshman year feeling overwhelmed by the new environment and the pressure to make friends. It took time, but I eventually found my tribe, and those friendships have been a source of strength and support ever since. It's important to recognize that friendships evolve over time. People change and interests may shift, leading to natural changes in friendships. It's important to communicate openly and honestly with your friends and be willing to adapt to these changes. Remember, it's quality, not quantity, that matters most in friendships. Alongside friendships, romantic relationships also play a significant role in the college experience. How can students navigate the complexities of dating and relationships while staying focused on their academic and personal goals? Romantic relationships in college can be exciting and fulfilling, but they can also be challenging. It's important to prioritize communication and mutual respect in any relationship. Be clear about your boundaries and expectations, and don't be afraid to seek support from friends or a counselor if needed. Remember, a healthy relationship should enhance your college experience, not detract from it. How can students cultivate meaningful connections that contribute to their overall well-being? Building a supportive community starts with being open to new experiences and perspectives. Get involved in campus activities, join clubs or organizations that interest you, and attend social events. Surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you, and don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone to make new connections. Conflict is a natural part of any relationship, including those in college. How can students navigate conflicts with friends, roommates, or romantic partners in a constructive way? When faced with conflict, it's important to approach the situation with empathy and understanding. Listen actively to the other person's perspectives and express your own feelings calmly and respectfully. Focus on finding a solution that is mutually beneficial and preserves the relationship. Balancing relationships and academics can be challenging, especially in college. How can students prioritize their academic success while maintaining healthy relationships? Time management is key. Set aside dedicated time for studying and attending classes, but also prioritize time for socializing and building relationships. Communicate with your friends and partners about your academic commitments and enlist their support in achieving your goals. College is a melting point of cultures, backgrounds, and beliefs, offering a unique opportunity to cultivate diverse relationships. How can students embrace diversity in their social circles and learn from different perspectives? Be open-minded and willing to step outside of your comfort zone. Seek out friendships with people who have different backgrounds and experiences than your own. Engage in meaningful conversations about cultural differences and learn from each other's perspectives. Embracing diversity can enrich your college experience and broaden your horizons. College can be a challenging time, and it's important to know when to seek support. How can students identify when they need help with their relationships and where to turn for support? Pay attention to your mental and emotional well-being. If you're feeling overwhelmed or struggling in your relationships, don't hesitate to seek support or a trusted mentor. Many colleges offer counseling services for students facing relationship challenges. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength and not weakness. In college, we may encounter relationships that are toxic or unhealthy. How can we recognize toxic behaviors in ourselves and others, and what steps can we take to break free from them? Toxic behaviors in relationships can manifest in various ways, such as manipulation, control, or lack of respect. It's important to set boundaries and communicate openly about what is and isn't acceptable behavior. If a relationship becomes consistently harmful, it may be necessary to seek support from friends, family, or a counselor to address the issue. As we navigate our relationships in college, how can we ensure that we maintain a strong sense of self and don't lose ourselves in the process? Self-awareness is key to maintaining healthy relationships. It's important to know and communicate our boundaries, values, and needs clearly to others. By staying true to ourselves and our values, we can ensure that our relationships are fulfilling and mutually beneficial. I learned the importance of self-awareness and boundaries in college when I found myself constantly saying yes to things I didn't want to do in order to please others. Through self-reflection, I realized that I needed to prioritize my own needs and set boundaries to protect my well-being. To understand the impact of relationships on our mental well-being, it's important to delve into the psychology behind them. How do our relationships shape our sense of self and influence our mental health? Psychologically, our relationships can serve as mirrors, reflecting back to us our strengths, weaknesses, and beliefs about ourselves. Positive relationships can boost our self-esteem and provide a sense of belonging, while negative relationships can erode our self-worth and lead to feelings of isolation and inadequacy. By understanding the psychological dynamics at play, we can better navigate our relationships in a way that promotes our mental well-being. Our attachment styles, formed in childhood, can play a significant role in how we approach relationships in college and beyond. How do different attachment styles impact our relationships, and how can we work through them to build healthier connections? There are four main attachment styles: secure, anxious, preoccupied, dismissive, avoidant, and fearful. Each style is characterized by different beliefs and behaviors in relationships. For example, those with a secure attachment style tend to have positive views of themselves and others, leading to more stable and satisfying relationships. On the other hand, individuals with anxious or avoidant attachment styles may struggle with intimacy and trust. By recognizing our attachment style and working through any associated challenges, we can develop healthier relationships. Vulnerability is often seen as weakness, but in reality, it is the key to building deep and meaningful connections. How can we embrace vulnerability in our relationships and use it to strengthen our mental health? Being vulnerable means allowing ourselves to be seen authentically, flaws and all. It requires the courage to share our true thoughts, feelings, and experiences with others, but the rewards can be profound. When we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we invite others to do the same, fostering deeper connections and a greater sense of intimacy. By embracing vulnerability, we can build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Setting boundaries is crucial for maintaining healthy relationships, but it can be challenging, especially in college. How can we establish and maintain boundaries in our relationships while practicing self-care? Boundaries are essential for defining our limits and protecting our well-being in relationships. They can range from physical boundaries, such as personal space, emotional boundaries, such as expressing our needs and expectations. Setting and maintaining boundaries requires clear communication and a willingness to prioritize our own needs. By practicing self-care and honoring our boundaries, we can cultivate relationships that are mutually respectful and supportive. A growth mindset, the belief that our abilities and qualities can be developed through effort and perseverance, can also be applied to our relationships. How can adopting a growth mindset enhance our relationships and promote our mental well-being? In relationships, a growth mindset allows us to view challenges and conflicts as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than setbacks. Instead of viewing disagreements as signs of failure, we can see them as chances to understand each other better and strengthen our connection. By approaching relationships with a growth mindset, we can cultivate resilience, empathy, and a deeper appreciation for the journey of personal development. In addition, trauma can significantly impact how we form and maintain relationships. How does trauma affect our ability to connect with others, and how can we work through it to build healthier relationships? Trauma can lead to difficulties with trust, intimacy, and communication in relationships. Individuals who have experienced trauma may struggle with feelings of shame, fear, or worthlessness, making it challenging to form and maintain healthy connections. Healing from trauma often involves therapy, self-compassion, and a supportive network of friends and family. By addressing past trauma, we can create space for healthier, more fulfilling relationships in the future. Effective communication, cornerstone of healthy relationships, yet many of us struggle to communicate effectively, especially in college. How can we improve our communication skills to strengthen our relationships? Communication skills such as active listening, assertiveness, and empathy are essential for building strong relationships. Active listening involves truly hearing and understanding the other person's perspective, while assertiveness allows us to express our needs and boundaries clearly and respectfully. Empathy helps us to connect with others on a deeper level, fostering trust and understanding. By practicing these skills, we can enhance our relationships and avoid misunderstandings and conflicts. Codependency, a pattern of relying on others for emotional needs to the detriment of one's own well-being, can be a challenge in college relationships. How can we cultivate healthy independence while still fostering deep connections with others? Healthy independence involves maintaining a sense of self within relationships. It means being able to meet our own emotional needs and not relying solely on others for validation or fulfillment. Codependency, on the other hand, can lead to feelings of resentment, control, and loss of identity. By cultivating a strong sense of self, setting boundaries, and seeking fulfillment from within, we can create healthier, more balanced relationships. Forgiveness is a powerful tool that can transform our relationships and promote healing. How can we cultivate forgiveness in our relationships, and how does it benefit our mental health? Forgiveness is not about condoning hurtful behavior, but rather about letting go of resentment and anger for our own peace of mind. It allows us to move forward from past hurts and rebuild trust in our relationships. Forgiveness is a process that requires compassion, empathy, and a willingness to heal. By practicing forgiveness, we can release ourselves from the burdens of the past and create space for healthier, more fulfilling relationships in the future. In a society that often glorifies perfection, it can be challenging to embrace the imperfections in ourselves and others. How can we learn to accept and celebrate imperfection in our relationship? Embracing imperfection in relationships means accepting that no relationship is perfect and that we all make mistakes. It's about recognizing that growth and learning occur through our imperfections and challenges. By embracing imperfection, we can foster greater compassion, empathy, and authenticity in our relationships, leading to deeper connections and greater resilience. Self-worth, our belief in our own value and worthiness, plays a crucial role in how we navigate relationships. How does self-worth impact the quality of our relationships, and how can we cultivate a strong sense of self-worth? Self-worth is a foundation of healthy relationships. When we value and respect ourselves, we are more likely to set boundaries, communicate effectively, and choose partners who treat us with respect. On the other hand, low self-worth can lead to seeking validation from others, tolerating mistreatment, and settling for less than we deserve. Cultivating self-worth involves recognizing our inherent value as individuals, practicing self-compassion, and setting healthy boundaries in relationships. Insecurities stemming from past experiences or societal pressures can undermine our relationships. How can we identify and overcome relationship insecurities to build strong connections with others? Relationship insecurities often stem from a lack of self-worth and fear of rejection or abandonment. By acknowledging and understanding our insecurities, we can begin to challenge negative beliefs about ourselves and our relationships. Building self-confidence and self-compassion is key to overcoming insecurities and fostering healthier, more fulfilling relationships. Our past experiences in relationships can shape how we approach current relationships. How can we heal from past relationship wounds and avoid letting them negatively impact our present connection? Healing from past relationship wounds involves acknowledging and processing our emotions, forgiving ourselves and others, and learning from our experiences. It's important not to let past hurt define us or dictate our future relationships. By reflecting on past experiences with compassion and self-awareness, we can break negative patterns and create healthier, more fulfilling relationships in the present. Authenticity, the ability to be genuine and true to ourselves in relationships, is essential for building trust and intimacy. How can we cultivate authenticity in our relationships, and why is it important for our mental well-being? Being authentic in relationships means being honest and transparent about our thoughts, feelings, and needs. It requires vulnerability and courage to show up as our true selves, even when it feels uncomfortable. Authenticity fosters deeper connections with others and promotes mental well-being by allowing us to be seen and accepted for who we truly are. By embracing authenticity, we can build relationships that are genuine, fulfilling, and nourishing. Self-love, the practice of nurturing and caring for oneself, is essential for building healthy relationships. But how can we cultivate self-love, and why is it crucial for our relationship with others? Self-love involves treating others with kindness, compassion, and respect. It means prioritizing our own needs and well-being, even in the context of relationships. When we love ourselves, we are better able to set boundaries, communicate effectively, and make choices that align with our values and desires.